At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a silver linings edition. Hornets fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 121-118 in the penultimate home game of the season. Rob Longo, thanks for lending me the word there of the week here as Charlotte is wrapping up this season, unfortunately taking an L, but another really strong performance from the Hornets. We'll break it down, pick our silver linings performers of the game, and talk about what we're going to be watching over the next week of the basketball schedule. Obviously, today is the championship game in the Final Four. UConn taking on Purdue, two outstanding teams, two outstanding big men going head-to-head. We'll give you a little perspective on that one as well. As everything going on in the NBA, the byproduct of having the play-in tournament is there's so much more competition, not just to get in to the postseason picture, but seemingly every seed line has something at stake with it. So we'll give you some of the games, some of the scenarios that we'll be keeping an eye on. Unfortunately, as an outsider this season, but hopefully soon enough, Hornets will be right in the thick of things in the postseason picture. Helping me on all of these topics, he is my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast and the leader in the clubhouse for the use of the word penultimate over the course of the lifespan of the Hornets Hivecast. He is the great Rob Longo. Rob, thanks for being here with me as always.
Just trying to help out your vocabulary, Sam.
You know, you expand my horizons with each and every podcast we do. Hornets, sadly, had to settle for silver linings last night. 121-118 was the final score. Another really strong competitive performance. And I think that has been a theme throughout this homestand, not just since Steve Clifford, head coach of the Hornets, announced that he would step down at season's end, but even prior to it, the Hornets came home with an 8-game homestand, not a ton to play for because they had been already eliminated from postseason contention and taking on a lot of opponents who had everything to play for. Squads like Cleveland that are trying to make their way a little bit higher on the totem pole in the Eastern Conference. Teams like last night, Oklahoma City, who is fighting for at best maybe a one seed in the Western Conference, as well as teams like Orlando that are hanging on by their fingernails to a top four seed, but could in theory still fall into the play-in tournament bracket. So a lot on the line for all the teams coming into Charlotte, it has seemed, and yet the Hornets have come with their A effort and gotten a couple of wins and given the fans more than their money's worth on each and every night.
They really have. I mean, you go back to the Thunder game last night, I mean, I know that Oklahoma City was missing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, and Gordon Hayward didn't play after Gordon started the other night for the Thunder as well. So they've been kind of rotating guys in and out a little bit as they continue to try to fight for that one spot. And even so, Hornets are still hanging soft despite no Mark Williams or Seth Curry or Cody Martin or LaMelo Ball for that matter. So I know that that's kind of been the refrain all season long in terms of injuries and absences not being there for the Hornets. But even though it's the end of the season, I know we've talked about it a couple times, but there is always something to play for in the NBA, whether it's a roster spot, whether it's added minutes, whether it's just to be somewhere on a different team maybe next year. Maybe you're auditioning elsewhere as well, but there's always something to play for, and there's a lot of effort being put forth to all of these guys. You can't knock the effort. I don't think that's something we can say for the Hornets at all this season. Every game they've gone out there, I mean, the energy might be lacking a little bit from a night-by-night basis, but the effort has always been there, and that's something that they can really hang their hat on, and last night was no different against OKC.
Last night, Hornets had eight players take the floor for Team Teal. All eight finished in double figures, and even though this is a star-studded OKC team, admittedly down a few bodies, no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the potential MVP, no Jalen Williams, the one who was all-rookie NBA last season, and no Gordon Hayward, unfortunately, did not see the floor in his return to Spectrum Center. Did get a nice salute from the fan base, little video tribute played for him during the first quarter, and got a chance to catch up with him after the game. Great guy. We're wishing him nothing but the best here in this stretch run, particularly since now the Hornets aren't going to play the Thunder anymore. Might as well go OKC. Go ahead. Have a good run there, particularly for the former Hornet over there, Gordon Hayward. But all that being said, even without those guys, Thunder still have a very good deep team. Lou Dort's been a strong performer all season long. Chet Holmgren in the running with Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama to be Rookie of the Year. Josh Giddey, high-quality performance, 20 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists. His 11th triple-double of his career, by the way, passes LaMelo Ball now for most career triple-doubles. Giddey with his 11th. LaMelo has had 10. Another interesting stat, Giddey, 11 triple-doubles in 206 games. LaMelo, 10 triple-doubles, 184 career games. Yes, 22 fewer than Giddey, who was drafted a year after LaMelo was. Just some thoughts out there. It really puts into perspective how much injuries have decimated the Hornets' chances to win these last two seasons, because a player drafted the year after has had time to surpass LaMelo in games and now in triple-doubles. I'm very confident LaMelo will be back on the upper side of that head-to-head rivalry, if it is one, come this time next season. But as it stands now, that's where things sit. Getting back to my point here, Charlotte, a very good effort against OKC, and it gets it to the point of the game where you can learn some things about the squad. Most important one is how you operate in clutch time. Charlotte did not have a good shooting day for Miles Bridges or Brandon Miller. Both of them ended up in double figures, but Miles was 7 of 17 from the floor, 15 points, 1 for 7 from 3. Brandon Miller, 4 for 13 from the floor, 1 for 8 from distance, finished with 13 points. And yet, you had looks in the final minute to knock down a 3, to knock down a shot in general, and give yourself a chance for the lead, the tie, something. And these are great learning experiences for both of those players and the young core in general, how to operate in those situations, but most importantly for Brandon Miller.
Yeah, I mean, this is all learning experience. This is all, I don't want to say water under the bridge, but these are all learning curves and an opportunity for these guys to get better in these situations. And that's what you want right now with this young team. I know Brandon Miller being in those clutch time situations. Heck, Miles Bridges, I know that he's been in those clutch time situations in previous seasons, but it's always good to have that practice. I know he had a couple of opportunities to tie the game or even take the lead in the game last night, missed a couple of threes. You're going to have that. That's just something that you want these guys to have experience in those situations, because it's not every day that you have these games that come down to the wire. I mean, there's more sometimes in other seasons than not, just kind of the way it works out sometimes. And unfortunately for the Hornets, they haven't had a lot of those experiences this season of games coming down to the wire. So anytime that you can get in those clutch time situations, it's great practice. You can simulate it all you want in a practice day and on an off day in the gym. You can do that. You can put, how many ever seconds on the clock and just try to run some sets and try to simulate that pressure. It's nothing like doing it in a game. So anytime you're able to have that actual pressure in a game, it's just going to make you better in the future. So I'm glad that the Hornets are playing some difficult games here down the stretch, because as a lot of people say, pressure makes diamonds and that sort of thing here. The Hornets have had an immense amount of pressure here with some of the teams that they've been playing because, again, like you mentioned, not only are these teams good and they're playoff bound, they're still fighting and still playing because they have to have every game they can to improve their positioning and their seeding going into the postseason. So you're getting almost everybody's best shot on a night-by-night basis, and that's what you want in the NBA. That's how you're going
to
get better.
You want games to be competitive, and for all too long, I always say the gravitational pull of the NBA is towards tied. Hornets have been defying gravity most of the year because their plus-minus has been in the basement in the NBA at more than 10 on average, losing by on an average of 10 points per game. So that's nowhere near close. But this homestand has been very, very close. And last night, obviously, a one-possession game that slipped away. Charlotte also, if there's another stat to single out here, it would have to be rebounding. OKC, for as good as they've been, top five team offensively and defensively all season, they're a bottom three team in rebounding percentage, offensive rebounding percentage, defensive rebounding percentage, and yet they won the glass last night. They out-rebounded the Hornets, particularly on the offensive rebounding, and second-chance points went 18-9 to the Thunder after the game. Hornets head coach Steve Clifford on what he saw as the deciding factor.
You know, we gave up the fast-break three off a turnover, which obviously you can't do late, but I think we gave up 9 points on offensive rebounds in the last, like, 7 minutes of the game. I think. I mean, there were two at around, I don't know, 6 minutes, 5 minutes. But I thought that, we had better defensive possessions, particularly in the third quarter. But we got some stops there in the fourth. We got to get the ball. You know, so I think they had 9 second chance points, which to me, that's the game.
The Thunder came into the contest, one of the best shooting teams in the NBA, Rob, and we had it as our stat to watch for the contest. Field goal attempts, felt that Hornets needed to attempt more field goals because the Thunder are so efficient. Charlotte actually outshot OKC. Hornets were 54% from the floor. Thunder were 51%. But in the end, Charlotte took 4 fewer shots than the Thunder did. Also took 3 fewer free throws. And at the end of the contest, the Thunder able to use those advantages for a 121-118 very narrow victory. Coming up next, we'll select our silver linings performers from last night's 121-118 loss to the Thunder here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great tasting all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Hornets now 19-59, only 4 games left on the 23-24 campaign, and only one of them here at Spectrum Center. It'll be tomorrow. Hornets will host the Dallas Mavericks, the final home game of the season. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. Rob, 8 Hornets played last night. All 8 of them finished in double figures, so plenty to pick from for our Silver Linings performers. You get to choose first.
There really is. It's very, very balanced up and down the lineup. Nobody north of 20, but just so even keeled throughout it. But for me, I'm going to go with one of the guys in the backcourt last night. Give me Trey Mann.
Trey Mann the drive. Up with the left hand, off the window. Yes! Count it and a foul!
And what a drive. Trey Mann taking the bump, beating his defender, getting to the rim, and kissing it off the glass with the left hand. Chance for a three-point play for Trey Mann.
Trey was literally perfect last night. He finished with 18 points, 7-7 from the field, 3-for-3 beyond the arc, had the and-one free throw there, 5 rebounds, 6 assists on the game. I thought he played a very balanced game, had a couple of steals defensively as well. I just thought he played a tremendous, no pun intended, two-way game in that contest last night. I thought he did everything right. And there's been games here where he's been a little up and down, I would say, some frustrating ones in there. But all in all, I know there was some added motivation there last night. I'm sure playing his former team in Oklahoma City that he talks very in high regard about whenever you ask him about him. But again, all in all, I thought Trey Mann was tremendous.
Let's hear from Trey Mann. He talked after the game about one of the unique elements of last night's game, taking on his former team.
It was a lot of emotions in this game coming into it. Just wanted to go out there and compete as hard as I could and try to get a win. But it was really fun playing against, you know, those guys. Just trying to go out there and compete as best as I can was really my whole mindset, try to get a win.
You could see that desire there for Trey, who had been struggling his last three games. He was only 1-for-11 from three, only averaging about 7 points per game over that stretch, but had a big, big performance last night, finishing with 18 points. Perfect game, as you mentioned, Rob. 7-for-7 from the floor, 3-for-3 from three, 1-for-1 from the foul line, finished with 5 rebounds and 6 assists. And this one pulled from Hornets PR. Trey Mann, recording the 18 points on the perfect shooting plus 6 assists, became the second player this season with at least 15 points, perfect shooting splits from the floor, 3, and the foul line, and 5 assists in the game. The other one, Nikola Jokic. So back-to-back games here. We got Brandon Miller doing something that no one has ever done in a half other than Steph Curry, and Trey Mann doing something that only the reigning MVP and champion, sorry, not a reigning MVP, reigning champion, Nikola Jokic.
Should have been, depending on who you ask. I digress.
He's been an MVP at least, and he is now a champion as well. But if you're in company that only is kept by Nikola Jokic, you've had yourself an outstanding game, and Trey Mann most definitely did last night for Charlotte. Lots to choose from, as I mentioned here in this one, with 8 players in double figures. Really, there's too many cap tips to hand out, but the one I want to make sure I do is to Vasilije Micic. 17 points and 10 assists last night, taking on his former employer, a team that he struggled really to crack into the full-time rotation, and yet had a really high-quality game here in the return. 4th double-double of the season for Micic, and over the course of his last 6 games, he is averaging 12.5 points and 10 assists per game. He's averaging a double-double and has scored in double figures in each of those last 6 games. So he is really playing some brilliant basketball. But I didn't quite have him as my Silver Linings performer last night. Those honors I handed to Alexei Pokuševski, who finished with a season-high 14 points, season-high 9 rebounds, knocked down a pair of threes, which has been a stat that, quite frankly, Poku has struggled a little bit with over the course of his tenure with Charlotte, and really in general this season. He's had a career-low 26% three-point shooting percentage, or at least he did, going into last night's game. A little bit better than that, obviously, now after going 2-for-4. But overall, this is a guy, like many players on the Hornets, who is playing for a lot next year. He was released, waived by Oklahoma City in late February. 6 weeks later, he gets to take him on and ends up with one of his best games, if not his best game of the season. Had a poster dunk on his former teammates, was flexing all over him after that one. And this is now 3 straight games in double figures for Pokuševski. So you love to see this. You know, with all the injuries the Hornets have been hit by and absences, there are opportunities, and young players are getting a chance in a situation that maybe ordinarily they wouldn't. I mean, at full strength, it's easy to assume that Poku, at the very least, is not getting as many minutes and might not have any at all in the rotation. But given the circumstances, he's getting them, and right now he's making the most of them and creating a strong argument for the Hornets and any other franchise out there that he belongs on a roster, belongs perhaps in a rotation, and can contribute consistently at a high level, something he's done for 3 straight games.
I think there was just so much potential for him coming over at such a young age and such a long, wiry body. I mean, sometimes it takes time to fill that out, and I know that it's something that people have to work on a lot. It's one of those things that sometimes it just doesn't pan out. You know, sometimes the European game doesn't translate over into the American game, but Poku had that big dunk yesterday. I think that's able to translate over to the American game pretty well there, but he's been very, very good as of late. He provides so much length out there. I thought it was really interesting when you saw him and Nick Richards out on the floor at the same time, along with guys like Brandon Miller. Just so much of the space on the floor is eaten up by those guys' wingspan defensively as well. So he's a guy that can get into passing lanes. I know that sometimes he's a little turnover prone. He can bobble the ball a couple times, and sometimes the shot selection isn't the greatest. But all in all, the potential is certainly there. You saw it yesterday with the 14 points. I mean, he's one of those guys that can pop off if he needs to. And again, he's a well-rounded player. He's a two-way guy. He can play defense, he can play offense. It's not like he's a three-point specialist or anything like that. He can play both ends of the floor, and he can do it really, really well. So I think the thing we lose in terms of the Poku progress here, I would say, for the Hornets, is he fell out of that rotation so early in OKC. I mean, he did not play meaningful minutes for a very, very long time, quite frankly, until last season. So, you know, he had to go down into the G League, get a little bit of conditioning. There were injuries involved, too, so he kind of got thrown right in the fire again here with the Hornets. But he's slowly progressed back up to, I think, his potential and where his, I'm going to say his floor is, because I feel like this is a good baseline and is very consistent on his behalf. And he can go higher. The ceiling is definitely a lot higher than where it's been this season. But all in all, he's a guy that can consistently give you 14 points and 9 rebounds off the bench any given night as well. And that's just another testament here that we saw from the OKC game last night that he is capable of doing that.
He can consistently, but honestly, he hasn't. That was a season high, but that potential is most definitely there. It's what got him drafted just outside of the lottery a couple of years ago by Oklahoma City, and it's something that the Hornets are certainly intrigued enough by to have offered a contract for the remainder of the season, and he's making it more than worth their while. Now, 3 straight games in double figures, and my silver lining selection from last night's game. Hornets and the rest of the NBA have the day off today, as it is the finale of the college basketball season. One of the many things we're watching for HoopWise as we enter the final week or so of the NBA season. We'll talk about it next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
I mean, I'm more comfortable every day, honestly. I mean, I'm a little bit sad that we have just a few games left, but me personally, I see every game, as I said before, like a final for myself. Just in terms of how I want to prove myself to myself and then to people that gave me the opportunity, including coach and staff and everyone in the team. So I think it's obvious that I'm trying to play more relaxed. As I said, like I like to play with the rhythm that I have, so I'm not chasing anything. It's hard when you don't have enough minutes, but in this moment, with a lot of circumstances that are going on in our team, I do have these minutes, and I'm just hoping that it looks good from outside. I just hope.
It certainly has. Vasa Micic talking after last night's loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Final score was 121-118. Vasa, fourth double-double of the season. 17 points, 10 assists, his sixth straight game of 10 or more points, averaging a double-double in that span. He's been playing really, really well. Like him, we're a little disappointed that the season's going to come to a close, only 4 games remaining on it, but an awful lot to watch for this week as we wind down the 23-24 regular season in the NBA and wind down the college season period overall. Yesterday, what a final in the women's tournament. South Carolina completing an undefeated season. Hats off to Dawn Staley and her team for taking down Caitlin Clark in Iowa, who had a remarkable career, and especially this NCAA tournament. It was just much CTV. The numbers in terms of ratings have been out of this world. It was a wonderful tournament. One of the best years for women's college basketball I can recall. The men's tournament's been pretty darn good as well. It'll end tonight with Purdue taking on UConn, a couple of one seeds going head-to-head. The entire NBA is off to give college basketball its due for this final contest. And then it's the stretch run, only 1 week left in the regular season. And this is something that is really exciting, Rob Longo, and something I think deserves a lot of applause. But the play-in tournament, which is only less than 5 years old,
but it has resulted in so much more competition, not just to get into the top 10, which, by the way, is already decided. We know the 20 teams, they're advancing to the postseason, but that's about all we know. Well, that and that Boston's got the one seed. They've been the best team of the NBA. Outside of that, though, everything is up for grabs. There are seeding situations where a team that is currently in ninth place in the West, the LA Lakers, could, as well as the Sacramento Kings, could ascend all the way up into a top six spot. There is a scenario where a top four team, the LA Clippers, could in theory fall all the way in to the play-in tournament bracket. Similarly, on the Eastern Conference side, you could see Milwaukee or Orlando end up the two seed or end up all the way in the play-in tournament. So there's so much to play for all the way down to the wire. It's exactly what the NBA had intended when it put in the play-in tournament, not what people thought it was on the surface, which was, hey, let's just allow two more teams in each conference into the postseason picture. Not so fast from the NBA. They just wanted more competition, and we have gotten it. And I think the game is so much better now than it was a handful of seasons ago with this new development. So it brings to the question, Rob Longo, what is the situation, the scenario, the cluster of teams that you're most looking forward to watching here in these final four games or so?
This is probably a cop-out, but anybody that's playing the Hornets, because all of these guys are playing for something. You have the Dallas game coming up. Dallas is really in the thick of things, especially towards the bottom half of the Western Conference. Again, there's a lot of moving parts to it, but for the most part, I mean, they got a two-game cushion on a six spot. They can jump two games to get to the four spot. If they lose two games, they can end up in the play-in tournament at the 7 or the 8. It's just crazy what Dallas has to endure. Then you go to the second night of a back-to-back for the Hornets. They got to go to Atlanta. Hawks are definitely in that play-in tournament picture, but they can maybe flip the 9 and the 10 with Chicago and get a home game for that first portion of the play-in tournament to kind of make things a little bit easier on themselves. Boston, that one's a kind of a cop-out. They already got 62 wins. They're probably going to be resting some guys, but you never know with Joe Mazzulla. I mean, he had that comment a couple weeks ago where they wanted to work on things during the game despite having a one or two game losing streak, because he's basically using these final games as practice to get ready for the playoffs. So I'm sure we'll still see a lot of their main pieces, but maybe they play maybe some limited minutes in that one. But even the last game of the season in Cleveland, I know a lot can happen in a week in the NBA, but the Cavs are in another one of those spots where they're kind of neck and neck with New York, maybe trying to flip that 5 spot to the 4 to get some home court advantage. They can fall down to 6. Heck, they're another team, depending on what happens with Miami and Philly, where they end up in the play-in tournament as well. So all of these games, for the most part, are going to be very vital for the teams that the Hornets are playing against. And I want to see the Hornets play spoiler against those teams. So that's what I'm really kind of keeping an eye on here this week in the NBA. And again, maybe a little bit of a cop-out, but I want to see the Hornets play spoiler against these playoff teams.
It's a little bit, but it's acceptable. I mean, the Hornets have been, unfortunately, a decent spoiler in the last couple of seasons. You'd love to have a bigger role than that for Charlotte. But yeah, I mean, the Hornets are going to have some games. All the games from here on out are against teams that are playing for something, with the exception of the game at Boston. They've got nothing to earn from winning that contest or losing that contest other than, you know, a spot against history. And oh, by the way, it'll be night two of a back-to-back for Boston. So if there was a game in these final four to consider resting your players, the last one against Washington could make sense. I mean, that'll be the last one before the postseason. Don't want to see anything freaky happen. But I think you can make an even stronger argument for the one against Charlotte, because it'll be night two of a back-to-back. Why put your players through that strain one more time here on this season, especially when you can tune up one last time against the Washington Wizards? So just another small wrinkle to the Hornets' remaining schedule. To me, there's two battles that are really fascinating to watch. My second choice, I had two written out because it's the Rob rules are in effect, and I assumed you would take one of them, but you took the hometown answer and just said whatever the Hornets are doing, which is fine. But I looked outside the box, or outside of the building, I should say, for the matchups that I think are the most intriguing. Number two on my list was the battle for number two in the East. That's between Milwaukee, Orlando, New York, Cleveland, and to a lesser extent, Indiana. Mathematically, they could get there, but it's unlikely right now. Really, it's Milwaukee, Orlando, and New York. And Cleveland, it could get there as well. And that's fascinating because on a couple of fronts. One, home court advantage is on the line. One of those teams is not going to have home court advantage in any round of the postseason. The rest of them will. But if you can get the 2 seed, you get home court advantage until the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you get the 3 seed, you avoid being on Boston's side of the bracket for a little bit longer. So I think there's an awful lot at stake for all of those teams. Those are going to be fascinating final weeks where they're going to have to really play through the tape. Milwaukee is not playing very well right now. They've lost 4 in a row. New York, obviously some injury news that didn't go their way. Cleveland hasn't been playing great. Orlando might be the squad playing the best of that group. They could end up going from out of the postseason entirely to the 2 seed in the East. So that one is fascinating. But my number one, just because it has the added wrinkle of not just trying to get into the postseason but avoid the play-in tournament, is the West's run at number 6. There is a little bit of a cushion Dallas has that makes it unlikely they're going to get caught for 5 and unlikely they're going to climb up to number 4. So they're more or less solidified. We'll talk about the game preview against the Mavs tomorrow. But the race for 6 is as close as can be. Phoenix and New Orleans are tied, identical record, 46 and 32. Sacramento and Los Angeles, the Lakers, are within a game or game and a half of that 6 seed with 4 left to play. Golden State Warriors, a very, very, very outside chance of creeping up, but it is still mathematically possible as of the recording of this podcast. But think of the matchup implications. I mean, let alone the number one spot in the West is still up for grabs. So Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City are going to have to play that one out over the last week of the season. But in theory, you can climb to 6, avoid the play-in tournament altogether, or fall into it and maybe have to beat a Sacramento team that is looking for back-to-back runs in the postseason. Maybe you got to take on New Orleans, who has Zion Williamson and a star-studded roster that is really played well over the course of the season. Maybe Phoenix falls into that group. Now you're dealing with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker and all those guys in a one-and-done type of situation. L.A. Lakers, LeBron James, Steph Curry and the Warriors, not quite the same because they can't reach the 6th spot, but they would be in that play-in tournament as well. So to me, that's the fascinating one, because if you can get to 6, you're out of the play-in tournament, you're probably playing a younger elite squad in Oklahoma City and Minnesota. A lot of these teams are a little bit older. I would think they would feel confident in that head-to-head matchup. And even if you don't, it'll make just for a fascinating tournament run. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one at the top of my list, playing for the 6th seed in the West as well as the 2 seed in the East.
So the Hornets already played spoiler a little bit with Orlando on Friday, and now they can play spoiler tomorrow against Dallas. They can make it a clean sweep.
Think of that. If the Hornets had not beaten Orlando, Orlando is tied with Milwaukee right now for the 2 seed.
That's crazy. It's, I don't want to say butterfly effect, but it's pretty close. And heck, I know the Hornets played spoiler for the Mavericks last year in that little sweep at the end of the season. Maybe they can do it again tomorrow.
Put them out of the postseason altogether, maybe. Well, I think it's a very low probability that Dallas falls out of the top 6, but you know, no one would love to do it more than Grant Williams and the Charlotte Hornets taking on Dallas tomorrow. We'll have our game preview for that one tomorrow ahead of the final home game of the regular season. Rob Longo, it's almost at the end. One last time to see the Hornets live at Spectrum Center before the reimagining will take place in the offseason. It'll feel like a brand new building come the 24-25 campaign, maybe a new team. So much new already coming here to the Queen City, so you're not going to want to miss your last opportunity ahead of the summer to see the Hornets. Tickets are available at Hornets.com.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to be one of the first 5,000 in attendance. Get your straw hat, and I'm sure there'll be some other giveaways throughout the night as well.
It'll be a fun, fun, fun day at Spectrum Center. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here on the HHC. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everybody here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.